2 years, the yoke of Babylonian captivity over Israel would be broken, and they would have to let Israel go. But that was a lie. But Jeremiah got a word from God which said, just like Hananiah broke that wooden yoke, God would put iron yokes over Israel and over the nations of that day under these Babylonian oppressors. And not only that, but Hananiah, for his false prophecy, God told Jeremiah that he would die within the year. And actually, he died 2 months after he gave that false prophecy. Let me tell you something, God's judgments are real. Let me tell you something today. Sin is real. Hell is real. And you need to know that every one of us are in death row waiting to die and go to hell unless we get saved. This Bible is true. Don't listen to the liars that are false prophets and don't tell you the truth of God. Now, God said to Jeremiah how long the captivity would actually be. It wasn't 2 years. He said in Jeremiah 29:10, I'll quote, it says, "For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished, at Babylon I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing your return to this place." You know what? I'm so glad, just like God's judgments are real, so is God's grace real. So is God's visitation real. And I'm so glad that he visited me when I was a 17-year-old boy, a teenager, and on my way to hell, and he showed me my sin. He showed me Jesus Christ, who died on that cross to pay for our sins and who rose again so that I would put my faith in Jesus, and I was born again. It changed my life. And that can happen to you today. You might be thinking you're here for Trunk or Treat Sunday, and that may be well and good. But God may have a day to visit you with his grace so that you can accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And that's real too. And so I'm saying after 70 years in 536 B.C., a man named Cyrus took over the Babylonian Empire, and he decided to make a decree to free Israel from captivity and to allow them to go serve God, to even give them money to go back and rebuild their temple. And what an open door, what an opportunity that was under this man called Cyrus. But I want to say something this morning, and listen up real good. Out of the millions of people that were in Babylonian Empire, when Cyrus made that decree, do you know how many actually took advantage of it? Only about 50,000 people returned to serve God. And you know what? I believe that's the way it is often today. That many people, God gives you a visitation, he gives you a blessing, and then you don't take advantage of that. And as we approach the most historic election, and it's going on right now, and will go on November 5th, as we approach that most historic election in American history, I believe, listen to me, that America has another opportunity to be released from the long captivity to Western globalists that have controlled not only the American government, but Canada, Australia, and many other Western countries and many Western democracies following World War II. And I want to say America has been in captivity. Even as President Eisenhower warned the newly inaugurated President Kennedy of an unelected bureaucracy that Eisenhower called the military industrial complex. When Kennedy, the next president, went into office, I remember seeing the inauguration on television. When Kennedy went against these unelected bureaucrats, such as John Foster Dulles and the CIA globalist powers that held the reins of power over America, when Kennedy stood up to them and when he said, "I'm going to break the CIA into millions of pieces," it wasn't long after that he was assassinated, and I believe it was an inside job. and he was replaced by their chosen president, Lyndon B. Johnson. I want to say from that time to this, the power of these Western globalists, represented today by men like George Soros and his allies, Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and that crowd, Noah Yuval Harari and others. That group, from that time to this, these Western globalists have had power over the CIA, the FBI, and many agencies, and they have had their puppet presidents put in line when they want to get them in line. In other words, our presidents have been more selected than they've been elected. And I believe that after 70 or more years of America being held in captivity, that this election, 2024, may be getting ready to give this country a time of release and a new birth of liberty and a time of peace and prosperity before the end time victory of these Western globalists and their one world antichrist government, before that fully controls all buying and selling under a mark of the beast system, which will surely come. But the question this morning to my sermon is this, and I pose it to you. Will you go through the open door from your captivity? Will you go through the open door from your captivity? That's what happened in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. If you'll turn there, 2 Chronicles 20 verses 21 through verse 25. It happened under the king of Judah, and it happens in your day under godly pastors, if they're preaching the truth, and under a chosen Cyrus president like Donald J. Trump. Will you be ready to use the opportunity given you to serve the Lord and to carry out his priorities for your life and your family? Or if he gives you that deliverance from captivity in this election, will you use it as an opportunity to indulge your own sinful flesh? That's the decision that this message calls you to. In other words, what if 2 Corinthians chapter 20, 21 through 25, turns out not just to be chapter and verses put in your English Bible by King James translators, but what if they also turn out to be a timeline that relates to our own time from 2021 through 2025? I'm saying this morning, in God's economy, history does repeat itself. And so you should learn from history. I know some of the young people are dressed up like historical figures. King Louis XIV, Queen Elizabeth. Are you Marie Antoinette? Marie Antoinette, I guessed it. And Mary Queen of Scots and all of these people. There is something in history to learn from history. And when you get into Bible history, there are surely things for us to learn if we have ears to hear and are ready to take advantage of the lessons. And that's why I'm preaching on this today. After 70 years of captivity to Babylon, God did raise up a deliverer called Cyrus to deliver Israel. And yet, only a small remnant of people were ready to go through the open door that God gave them. And that was sad that more did not respond. So, here in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, the Edomites, the Moabites, the Ammonites, and I like to say the termites, but no, not really. The Edomites, the Moabites, and the Ammonites were coming against God's chosen nation of Judah to hold them in captivity. And, I think about our own country. It's been over 70 years since post-World War II captivity has held our country in check by these Western globalists in the name of world peace. You know, they've done it in the name of world peace, but it's really a satanic thing, and it's leading up to the mark of the beast and the false antichrist that's coming. But these globalists have held our country in captivity, and they've had Western globalists like Soros. They've had a shadow government like the Clintons and the Obamas, who call it our democracy. It's actually our shadow government. And they've had the deep state made up of the media, Congress people that are bought, and bureaucrats and the CIA, FBI, and leaders in these agencies. And they're in power. And when Trump left power, Obama left his people in. And Trump said on Joe Rogan, "If one thing I didn't understand when I was first elected is I trusted wrong people, because I was a businessman. I didn't know all the politics, and I trusted wrong people to be appointed, not realizing that many of these people were part of this whole cabal that we're talking about." And likewise, just like the globalists, the shadow government people, the deep state people, threefold enemy. So in Judah's day, there were the Ammonites, the Moabites, and the Edomites. And they all came after Judah to take them into captivity. And by the way, they do not intend to give up power. They know what's going on. They know that this is their greatest chance of losing power since World War II. And they, therefore, left Biden. And this woman wasn't elected, she was selected. It's unconstitutional. And they put her up there to bring the polls up so it would be closer to Trump, even though I believe he's ahead in the real polls. They try to rig the polls so that they can make it close enough to what? Rig the election. And make no mistake about it, they planned indeed to rig the election. So here's the thing, though. God gave victory in 2 Chronicles 20 to Jehoshaphat and to Judah. And I believe that the God of Jehoshaphat is still alive, and that he's been hearing our prayers, and he's fixing to give us a deliverance from captivity. But again, the question is, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? When we be like those that dream, and we say, wow, we're going to go back to the land after the captivity, that we're like those that dream. But Bobby, only a few went back. Millions stayed put and didn't do anything. And I believe many will just take this, and instead of seeing it's just a temporary timeline, an opportunity that we could serve God, but then the beast is going to come to power and the Antichrist. Instead of seeing Bible prophecy and taking advantage of it, there are many people that just sleep at the switch. Sad to say, many of you have an opportunity to come to Jesus Christ today and accept him as your Savior. But many of you will just go and have fun and then go out and forget. And finally, you'll die and go to hell one day. And you'll miss your opportunity. Oh, I would to God you would not do that. That you would go through the open door from your captivity. And I want to say a few things about that. Number one, you must put your faith in God and his promise to do that. Look at verse 20 of chapter 20, and look what it says there. I'll read it. It says, "And they rose early in the morning and went forth unto the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall he prosper." You know, I talk to people, and I want to tell you something. These globalists do not want to give up their power. Just like these Ammonites and Moabites and Edomites, they wanted to keep power over Judah. They wanted to attack them and make them bow to them. Listen, these people want to kill you. They want to take away your liberty. They want to put you in a concentration camp. Did you hear me? And you say, well, why? What are they going to do in order to do that? I'll tell you what they're going to do in order to do that. They are looking to get you to resort to violence. Right. They're looking to get you to resort to violence. They're going to do things in this election that they want to stir you up to want to get involved in violence. But listen, if you get involved in violence and you begin to attack them, let's say Trump does get elected. They still have power until January, till the inauguration. And they do not intend to turn loose the power. First of all, they want to cheat and not let him get elected. And you say, how are they doing that? Well, in Virginia, for instance, Governor Youngkin, he had in Virginia, illegal aliens cannot vote. They've opened the border under Harris and Biden and under the Western globalists because they're just puppets. And they've let 20 million people into our country illegally. Why are they doing that? So they can let them vote and rig the election. And so they're doing it. Have you ever wondered why Kamala Harris was in Texas just this past week when Texas is a red state and should not go? Because they have it planned to rig it and to have illegal aliens to vote in Texas. You say, but they have a great attorney general. He won't allow that to happen. They've already made it so it's illegal for him to prosecute election fraud. Paxton. They are setting it up. They are doing this in real time. Watch what they're doing. And in Virginia, the same thing. In Virginia, Youngkin, Governor Youngkin had it, so illegals can't vote. And it was passed, and everything was fine. They sued him in court. They sued the law in court. And they got a judge, through their own choice of judge shopping, to say, oh, yeah, you got to put the illegals back on the ballot so they can vote. That is unconstitutional. It's un-American. And it is for them to have power. And what I'm saying is they do not intend to give up their power. They intend to stay in power. And they are doing these things. Like Brother Bob said, in Luzerne County, it went red this election cycle through the work of Brother Bob and Rob Pressler and others. And now they're slow walking all of these registrations. Why? Because they do not want that. And even if Trump gets elected, they're going to fight it in court. They're going to fight it in court. And they're going to do, and they accused insurrection of Trump in January 6, 2021. That's nothing compared to what they're going to do. You say, well, why would they do that? They're ungodly people. Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, they not only believe in abortion, they believe in killing babies after they're born. Right. Check it out. Check what Walz did in Minnesota. Check what she's done in her record. I've talked about this before. I'm saying it's such a clear choice to make. And if you vote for the Harris-Walz and the demon rat agenda, you are guilty. And you say, Pastor, wow, yeah, I will preach against wrong. This isn't the right against the left. This isn't Republican against Democrat. That's not. This is good versus evil. Yeah. This is Satan versus God. Right. This is important. And so I'm saying it's important. But you know what's even more important than that? The salvation of your soul. Because you need to vote for Jesus to be the one that will save you, and that you will come to him and say, Lord, I need to be saved. I accept him as my Savior. If you haven't done that, then you have failed to vote for Jesus, and you will bear the consequences of it. Just like, by the way, 7 out of 10 people that are Republican don't vote. They don't vote. They just let evil triumph. You know, all we need for evil to triumph, Edward Burke said, listen up. All we need for evil to triumph is for good men and women to do nothing. To do nothing. And I'm afraid you've got an opportunity. What are you going to do? You must put your faith in God and his promise to get the blessing. Now, there are people that say, well, yeah, I'm gonna, if they start doing what you're saying, Pastor, after this election, they start doing that, I'm gonna take my gun and we're gonna fight. Yeah, you don't have a general, you don't have any plan, you don't, that would be the stupidest thing you could do. You say, but I have a Second Amendment right. Yes, you do, but you have a Second Amendment right to be stupid too. And you have a First Amendment right to be stupid. But I'm going to tell you that's stupid. You see, it's purely stupid. And I'm just saying to you that that's what they want you to do. They want you to do that. They want to goad you into that. Why? So they can legitimately say, oh, you're an insurrectionist. You're causing problems. You're unlawful. And we're going to bring down martial law on you. And we're going to put you up and lock you up. And by the way, there are people January 6th, they're still locked up. They'll do it. They'll do it. And they will do that. And so I'm just saying, you must put your faith in God. And notice what it says in verse 16 and 17 of 2 Chronicles 20. I'll read it. He says very clearly in verse 17, he says, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. I don't believe we're going to have to fight in this battle. They've tried to kill Donald Trump three times. Three times God has spared him. I believe that, listen, it's God that is protecting, it's God. And how is that? Through faith in God. The Bible says you must put your faith in God. And that's what it's saying here in verse number 20. He's saying, hear me, O Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God. So shall you be established. We've had so many ways since 2020, since they stole that election. How many of you remember them stealing that election? They stole that. We've had so many ways that we've been told we might get it back. None of those things has worked out. You know why? Because God wants us to look to Him. God's the one that's going to bring it back. And He's working that out as we speak. So, number one, you must put your faith in God and His promise. Number two, if you're going to go through the open door from your captivity, you must praise the Lord for His enduring mercy. Look with me at verse 21. I'll read it. It says, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that they should praise the beauty of his holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Wow. You know what? I don't believe the United States of America deserves to be delivered from captivity. I don't believe we deserve to be delivered from the devil's one world antichrist kingdom that is surely coming on the world. We have turned away from the God of our fathers. We've turned away from the God of the Bible. We've turned away from the righteous things that we're supposed to do in this Bible and become a country of evolutionists, of abortionists, of wicked, wicked fornicators, and homosexuality allowed to go, and we have not taken a stand, and therefore God would have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah if he doesn't deal with us. But yet, you see, we've been in captivity, and I believe that God is a merciful God. And I believe that there's a remnant of people that have believed God, that are praying to God, that have said, I'm not going to bow the knee to Baal. And there are remnant of preachers that have said, I'm not going to bow the knee to Baal. I'm going to stand for God. And I believe God is listening to the prayers of those people, and he'll grant mercy. Mercy means God not giving us what we deserve, because he pities us even though we sin and mess up. And Israel, many times when they sinned and messed up and went into idolatry and went into sin, he let them go into captivity. But read about it in the Judges. They cried to the Lord. And what was God? He was merciful. And he heard their cry. I believe that's where we are today. But what are you going to do if he shows us mercy? Are you going to take advantage of it? Are you going to serve the Lord in church and be here Sunday morning? Or are you going to be like 9/11? Some people went to church and then they just left it. Are you going to raise your kids in a godly way and count the cost to do that? Or are you just going to you know, put them in a public government situation and let them go the way of the world? You're going to have to decide. You must praise the Lord for his enduring mercy. You must put your faith in God and his promise to see him bless. And number three, you must patiently wait for the Lord's ambushments to come. I'd like you to look with me at verse 22 and 23. I'll read it and you follow. It says, and when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, when they began to sing and to praise, comma, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy one another. You see what happened here? They didn't have to fight because God made the children of Ammon and Moab kill the children of Seir. And then once they were dead, Ammon and Moab killed each other. And God set ambushments up that they would do that. Do you think P. Diddy might be an ambushment for this culture? You know, P. Diddy's a billionaire, has all kind of money, all kind of power. What did P. Diddy do with it? He did right with it. And he did wicked things with it. And you shouldn't be following Sean Diddy Combs and these wicked people. But P. Diddy, you see, he now has all kind of, listen, he has pictures, photographs of all kind of people in government that participated in his freakouts. He has photos, he has evidence of it all. And they're going to give him an opportunity to plead. Do you think that might be an ambushment to get these people in trouble? I'm talking about the Clintons. I'm talking about the Obamas. I'm talking about the deep state people. Do you think that might just happen? I do. How about Jeffrey Epstein? Why do you think Jeffrey Epstein hung himself in prison? Because he didn't. He was assassinated. You check it out. They turned off the video and everything. They got rid of him. And I'm just saying to you, you could cover it up so long, but when God says, okay, time is up, judgment is coming, you're not going to be able to cover it up. By the way, you can run from God's judgment, but you can never hide.
That's right.
Someday God's going to say some little bug is going to get you and you're going to die. And then you'll face the judgment. And then you'll have to pay for your sin in a place called hell. It'll be too late to get God's mercy then. Now is the time. Today is the day. I talked to a lady yesterday. She said, oh, I'm just not ready right now. I said, when will you be ready? You know, this is the opportunity. Don't waste the opportunity. The Bible says now is the time to get saved. And Jesus Christ right now is saying, I can give you mercy. I can give you forgiveness. And if you don't do it, listen, God has an ambushment waiting for you. And it will come up. You know what an ambushment is? A surprise. Where you get trapped and you didn't expect, like stepping into a trap, and all of a sudden you're caught and you can't get out of that trap. By the way, I believe that's what's going to happen to the Clintons, and that's what's going to happen to the Obamas, and that's what's going to happen to the Soros. How about Bill Gates? Amen! He killed my father. He's killed other people by getting them to. By releasing a virus that Obama was involved with, that hiding Fauci's trying to hide somewhere, that he was involved with in North Carolina. They moved that clone of a virus, really is what it was, to Wuhan, China. They lied and said it came out of some bat cave, and baloney, it came out of the Wuhan lab there. China stopped the flights because they were privy to it. The demon rats were privy to it. Pelosi talked about it. In kind of coded language. But listen to me. Once they did that, they killed millions of people, mass murderers. They make Hitler, they call Trump Hitler, their Hitler. Yeah. We have a guy in church. He's my soul winning partner. His parents were under Hitler. They were in a concentration camp for a time, then in a labor camp. They are avid Trump supporters because they know who the real fascists are. They've lived through it. These people lie. They say what they're going to do. When they say he's going to round up people, no, they're going to round them up. You don't be a sucker. P.T. Barnum said there's one born every minute. Don't be a sucker. And I'm just saying that it's time to wake up and to understand what is going on and to have wisdom. And you must patiently wait for the Lord's ambushments to come. If you're going to go through the open door when God gives you captivity, you've got to patiently wait. And we have waited in 2021 and 2022 and 2023. And we have been waiting. And yet you see here what God says, that God began to cause these people to turn one another in. He caused them as rats on the ship. And you notice some of these big social media giants, they are kind of jumping off the ship because they helped to throw the election in 2020. But now this year, they're trying to get off the ship because they see the handwriting on the wall. They see, you know, what's going to happen, and they're trying to get off that ship. And that's what I'm saying, that Elon Musk took over Twitter. Remember, Twitter was God had the richest man in the world go to support Trump and take off. That's an ambushment. He ambushed Twitter and made it X. Listen, our God is in control. Amen. These people say, I got all the money. I got all the power. God said, no, you don't. I have all the money. I have all the power. And so, will you go through the open door from your captivity? First, you must put your faith in God and His promises. Second, you must praise the Lord for His enduring mercy. Third, you must patiently wait for the Lord's ambushments to come and do their work. And then, fourthly, you must perceive a time of victory may be upon us. Look with me at verse 24. I believe this could be a timeline of what God's doing in 2024, which is this year. It says, and when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. Not one of them, beloved, escaped. Hey, could that be what's going to happen in 2024? This is the year of the most historic election. Yeah. Could it be, like John Fetterman is saying, who's a demon rat party person, that he is amazed and astonished at the support that Trump is getting in Pennsylvania? Could it be that this will be the time that God will overthrow this wicked cabal? Could it be that this will be the time and that there will be a deliverance from captivity, and that when the president gets in there this time, he will know who not to trust, who not to trust. And could it be that these people are going to be dead bodies? You say, what are you talking about, Pastor? I'm talking about there needs to be military-style tribunals for treason, for insurrection, for all manner of murder and mass murder, and these people should be brought into execution, legal execution, and into jail, and into Guantanamo or wherever. It should be done. They're enemies of the people. You think the Nuremberg trials were something? Were the Hitler people? These people make Hitler look like a Sunday school teacher. Yeah. They need to be brought to justice! You say, Pastor, you're mad. Yeah, I'm mad. They killed my father. Shush. They killed my father. And that's not right. And I'm just saying to you, it's time to get angry at sin and at Satan and at all the confusion they have brought in through their confusion. And so you must perceive a time of victory may be upon us, but don't try to go into arms right now. Do not do that. That's not what we're calling for. Let God do it. Yes. Finally and lastly, you must perceive a time of opportunity. Look with me at verse 25, which if this is a timeline, that would be the year correspond to 2025, after 2024, after an inauguration and a transfer of power. Look what it says in 25. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. Do you remember when gas was 180 under Trump? Now they're trying to bring it down a little bit before the election. Watch after the election. If they stay in power, they'll bring it up to even higher. Do you know they won't let us drill for our own oil? Instead, they'll go to Venezuela and buy it from Saudi Arabia or someplace in the Middle East. Do you know that? Drill, baby, drill. That's what we should be doing, as the real president says. But they don't want to put America first. They want to put themselves first. Because if they can take the wealth of America, it is for themselves. Why do you think Biden is so rich? He's ripped us off with the Chinese people. When Trump was in power, he ripped off the Chinese with tariffs. He's even talking about getting rid of the income tax and having tariffs of foreign people who are competing unfairly. I'm telling you, he's speaking the right language. And that would be God's mercy for America to get its own wealth back. Amen. We are so wealthy. When Trump was in power, you listen to me and you listen to me well. When Trump was in power as president, America was not just energy independent. America was energy dominant. Now we're dependent again. And these people do not care. They want to impoverish the American people. They've made it so a loaf of bread costs so much money. By the way, get a clue. That's exactly the way Satan is. Satan will take everything you've got.
That's right.
Satan will make you poor. Kamala's father is a communist. She's a communist. She's Comrade Kamala. These people are communists. They're Marxists. They believe in violence. They believe in, they arrested the insurrectionists January 6th who weren't even doing violence. And they themselves were fomenting with Antifa all kind of violence. Tim Walz, his wife, said she loved the smell of burning rubber while they're burning their city down. They're into violence. But what does it say here in verse 25? It says that it was abundance, the riches that came in, gathering in the spoil. By the way, these people believe in war in the Ukraine. They gave Iran money so they could stir up trouble in the Middle East. They believe in war. When Trump was president, we had no foreign wars. You didn't have Kim Jong-un bringing soldiers into Russia. I believe that God has heard our prayers and there's an opportunity for peace and prosperity. Gas prices come down, food prices come down, income taxes off, I mean, freedom and liberty. But what are you going to do with it? Are you going to go to church Sunday morning, Sunday evening? Do you ever show up Sunday evening to even take communion? Wednesday to pray? What about it? You ever going to tell others about Christ? What are you going to do if God frees us up from captivity? You're going to use it for yourself. If you want to extend the time of prosperity and captivity, you better take it to heart and have a revival, a spiritual revival, because that's the only thing that would make that last. And by the way, while I'm at it, what are you going to do about your own captivity? You're a captive to Satan and to sin, and you're going to die. You're captive to death, and the second death you have to pay. When Jesus Christ died and rose again, it offers you an escape if you'll trust Him and accept Him as your Savior. Will you do that this morning, or will you neglect it? I'm going to ask we bow for prayer, every head bowed and every eye closed. We've been talking about